Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis. We'll begin Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, and 9 lines from the bottom, the beginning of the line. Rabo Av Mishtai. Rabo related the following. Kishayorat Chanina Ben Achi Rishu L'Goyla Hayim Ma'avir Shanim V'Kaveh Chadashim B'Chutz L'Aretz. He was Ma'avir the Shanim. He was made a Ibriyar. He was Kaveh the Chadashim. This is something that has to be done from Eretz Yisrael, from the Bez and Eretz Yisrael. He was in Chutz Laretz, and he calculated the months, when the new month should be, when Rosh Chodesh should be, an Eber Yor, to make a leap year. And he was in Chutz Laretz, and that's what he was doing. That's how he's paskening. Shigur Rav Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, Rav Yosef ben Kippa, Oben ben Oishel, Zachari ben Kavuta. So the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael sent these two Gedolim down to Eretz Yisrael to stop him from doing this. Kevin Shiro, Isam Amarlam, when he said to them, Lama Basa, why did you come? Amarlay, Lil Matarabana, we came to learn Tyre. Hechriz Aleim, he announced, Anashim, Allah, Gedolay Dorahim, these are Gedolay, Gedolay Dor, Vavisayim, Shimshim, Vesa Mikdash, and their forefathers, they served in the Besa Mikdash. He relate that he would read in front of the Kohen Gadol and Sefer Daniel to make sure that the Kohen Gadol, he had to stay up the whole night on Yom Kippur, and they used to read parashas from him, and he read to the Kohen Gadol. So you see that they were mishamish in the Beis HaMikdash. So we see that he said about them that these are Gedolei HaDor. So he was darshaning, and he would say something was tame, he would paskan something was tame, and then they would dispute him, and they would try to contradict him, and they would say Tor. And he would say something's also, they would be matir. So then he proclaimed about them. He previously said the Gedolei HaDor, but now his machri says, Anoshim Alao, Shel Shavim, they're worthless, Shel Toyu. These are empty, worthless people. They're amaratsim. Amruloi, they said to him, Kfar Benisi, Benisa v'yata yochal ister, you built this up, you can't now tear it down. Kfar Gadarta v'yata yochal ifritz, you made a fence, you can't tear it down. Meaning, you said on us that we're Gedolei HaDor, you can't change your mind. Amrulahem, but he said to him, Mei ma, ani matamu v'tematarim, ani oisra v'tematirim, why do you contradict me in everything that I'm saying? Amruloi, they said to him, Ibnei sha'atama b'shanim v'kaveh chadashim v'chutzlars, because you are calculating the months, and you're making leap years in Chutz Laretz, which is awesome. Amar Lehem, he said to them, why is that wrong? Why is that a problem? Like Kiva ben Yosef, Hayim Haber Shanim Kaveh Chadashim Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Kiva did the same thing. Amar Lo Yehanach, Rabbi Kiva Shleinu Kamo Yosef Eretz Yisrael. It was permitted for him because he was the Gadol HaDor. There's no one who's great as him in Eretz Yisrael. But if there are greater Talmidei Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, you are not allowed to do it in Chutz Laretz. Amar Lehem, he says, he says, I didn't leave anybody as great as me in Eretz Yisrael. When I left Eretz Yisrael, I was the greatest, the biggest Talmud Chacham. So I'm entitled, therefore, to do this. And he said, no. The kids, the goats that you left, they became rams. They became stronger and greater. And they have horns. Meaning, when you left, you were the Gadol. But right now, the young ones have grown and become greater Talmid Chachamim, they're greater than you, so you no longer have the authority to be Ma'aber Shonim, Kaveh Chadashim, Ma'aber Shonim, in Chutz Laretz. Ve'hem Shigruna Eslucha, and they sent us to you. And V'chein Amraloi, Lano, and they said to us, L'chu Imraloi, Bishmeinu, say in our name, and that you have to stop, you have to desist, and you have to and tell us in our name. If he listens, it's fine. And if not, he'll be in Cherem. And tell the rest of the people who are in the Goyla Chutz Laretz, if you listen to us, fine. But if you don't, Yalul Har, let's go up to the mountain. Achia Yivdem Mizbeach. And Achia, he should build a Mizbeach. He was the great person in Chutz Laretz. He was the Reish Galusa, and Chanina Yinagin Bechinar, let him play a harp. Rashi says he was a Levi, and from Mishorim, so let him play a harp. V'yachapur Kulam, and they should all y'all be kaifer. V'yomru en lo alahem chelik b'elokei Yisrael, and say you have no chelik in Elokei Yisrael. If you don't listen to us, it's like you're being kaifer. Miyad go kolam b'vchi. They all started crying. V'amru chas v'sholom yesh lanu chelik b'elokei Yisrael. Chas v'sholom, we have a chelik b'elokei Yisrael. V'kol kach lama. Why did they have to do all this? Why was it? Why would they have to go through this? And why was it also for them to be in the Arbet Shanim and in Chutz Loretz? Yishum Shenemar Ki Mitzian Teitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Mitzian Teitzei Torah. So this that you can only Ma'abar Shanim. Ma'abar Shanim. This is the domain of Beis Din, and from Eretz Yisrael. So in Chutz Loretz they were not allowed to do this. So they therefore had to take these extreme measures to make sure that they would not continue to do this. So now Gemara analyzing this Ma'isa Bishlam Humatar Vehematam Luchumra. So when they paskin, he said Torah, they said Tomei, even though they were contradicting him, and perhaps he was correct, and they were contradicting him to make the point, but if they were wrong, they're Machmer. So it's not so terrible, but Allahu matam v'hem matar mechehava. How can they be matar something which is tome with yisuv tome? Even though they want to make the point, but how can they say on something that's tome that it's tor? V'atanya chachshem z'time en chavera she'ela tar. Also en chavera she'ela hatir. How can they do that? Our answer is kasav ki heich d'loy nigru basrei. They had to take this extreme measure so that people would not follow them and go after what they were doing. So they had to take an extreme measure to negate what they were saying and to contradict what they were saying, and therefore to discredit him. Ton Rabbanon Kishin Nechzer Rav Sinul Kerem B'Yavna. When they came to Kerem B'Yavna, Hashem Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, Rav Nechemia, Rav Elezer, Benai, Shal Rav Yosi, Aglili. They were all there. Paskul Kulam B'Chavir Achsanya V'Darshu. They started the drasha with the kavod to give the kavod with the achsanya of the host. And they said as follows, Pasuch Rav Yehuda Reishim Adam B'chol Makam. He was the first one to speak. He was given the kavod first to speak. And then he darshan, Pasuch Reishim Adam B'chol Makam B'chol Torah. He darshan B'chol Torah. V'darash, and he darshan Moshe Yikachas Ha'oil V'natol L'mechutz L'machna. After the Ched of the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu took the oil moed and he put it outside the machna. V'aloi Dvarum Karo Kal V'chaymer. Uma Orain. Hashem Shaloi Haya Maruch El Shnei Masar Mil. The Aron was only 12 mil. That was entire expanse of the Machne Yisrael. And Amru Tyra, then it says, Amru Tyra says, Vaya Kol Nevakesh Hashem Yitzil Amayda, says the ones that went to oil Moed to hear Tyra from Moshe Rabbeinu. So the apostle calls them Mevakesh Hashem. They're called Mevakshei Hashem. So Manach, they would just travel that distance. They were still called Mevakshei Hashem. Talmidei Chachomim, Shemalchim Yir Le'ir, Medinam Le'dinah, Lilmai Torah. They go and from city to city to learn a Torah. Alachas Kama V'Kama, they should be called Mevakshei Hashem. So the people that came to Kerem B'Yavna certainly are called Mevakshei Hashem. So he gave them that praise. So continue on with that, with the parasha over there, and that in that inyan, V'dibra Shemla Moshe Panim El Panim, it says, so Moshe Rabbeinu took the oil, he took the tent, and he took oil moed, and he took it outside the machna, and the Rabbi Shalom spoke to him upon him, face to face. So we know that the Moshe Rabbeinu did not see us. Panai loyero, varises achayre. Panai loyero, you can't see my face. So what does it mean to say, v'deber Hashem al Moshe panim el panim? Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Moshe, ani vata nazver panim elocha. Doesn't mean literally spoken face to face. We'll show kindness to each other, and we'll be mazver panim elocha. Ikadam, kach Amar Lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, kishem shani hizbar til chopanim, kach ata, Hazbar panim l'Yisrael v'hachzer ha'oil l'mekayma. And some say that what he meant to say was that I'm showing kindness to you. I'm learning with you and showing kindness. And you should do the same for Klal Yisrael. You took the oil outside the machana, bring it back to the machana. Show them that kindness. V'shavu l'machana. So he darshan v'shavu l'machana. Amar Ravo. Amar l'kodesh baruch l'moshe. Achshav yemir o'ra b'kas v'talmid kas. If you have the oil moed outside the machne. They'll say the Rabbeinu Shalom is angry at us. Moshe Rabbeinu is angry at us. Yisma, Yisrael matei aleim, and they'll be miayish. They'll say Yisrael matei aleim. Im ata machzer oil mekayim hamutav. If you bring the oil, fine, that's good. Bring it back to the machne. But if imlav Yeshu benu talmid chamishoras tachtech. If not, I'll replace you with your talmid, your servant, your talmid Yeshua, and he should be the leader. So that's what the pasuk says. V'ainu l'chsi v'shav el ha'machne. So according to this drasha, it means that he returned the oil moed to the machne. Not simply that Moshe Rabbeinu went back to the machne, but they returned oil moed to the machne. Amar Rav afal pikein layosa davar l'batola. Nevertheless, it did not go l'batola. Shenemar, because it says Mashar se Yeshua benu nar lo yamish mitaych oil, that Yeshua ultimately did take over and become the leader. Right, Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda b'Kfay Torah v'Darash Haskeis Ushma Yisrael. Listen carefully, listen Yisrael. Hayom Hazeh Niyeselam. This day you became a nation. Was that the day that they got the Torah? What do you mean today became a nation? This was at the end of the 40 years. It's like today you became, like today you got the Torah, because every day that the Torah is so chaviv on those who learn it, it was like they got it for the first time. It was so precious to them. Amrav Tamachon Bereg Darvchia Ishkvar Akko Teda. I'll prove it to you. Ashrayon Mekoyer Krishma Shachas Arvis. He says he reads Krishma Shachas Arvis. Erve Echad Ein Akarin. If one night he misses it, Daima Kimishal Ekar Krishma Yoylam. It's like he never said Krishma. He never recited Krishma. I mean, it's so precious to him that even missing it once, it's not all. I've done it so many times already. So I miss it. What? No, it's like a terrible thing that's so precious to him. Even if he misses it one time, even if he's done it so many times before. So we continue darshing the pasuk Haskes. So we learn from Haskes also kitos iskibatar. Haskes also kitos. Make groups and learn Torah in groups. Levishay Torah niknas el b'chabura. Because if you want to learn Torah properly, it has to be with a group of people. Each one is mechazik the other. Kiryasi brachanina, Domar of Yasi brachanina, my dechsiv cherev al habarim v'noi alu. It says there's a sword on those that learn alone, v'noi alu. We're going to dash on that in a minute. Cherev al soinim shal tamid hachamim. It's a sword against the tamid hachamim sheishim bad v'bad v'iskim b'tara that learn by themselves and not with the group. V'loyoyin elishim b'tapshim. And if they do that, ultimately they become foolish. Ksiv hachav v'noi alu, ksiv hasa masher v'noi alu. It says we acted foolishly. Asher no'alnu, v'asher chatanu. V'loyoyed el asher chaitim. They're called chaitim. Shenemar v'asher chatanu. V'ibayisema. From here it says no'alei sarit tzoyin. The nobles of tzoyin became foolish and they led Egypt. They led them astray. Dovracher haskes shema Yisrael. Another drush is kitsu asam al divrei Torah. That grind yourselves of the words of Torah. You have to put all your effort in Torah. You have to crush yourself for divrei Torah. Kedam reish lakish, dam reish lakish, minayin shein divrei Torah miskayim el v'misha meimis atzmoy aleha. How do you know it's not mekayim unless a person exerts his whole energy? It's ki'ilu, he kills himself over the Torah. He's meimis shenema zaysa Torah adam ki yomis ba'oil. Adam ki yomis ba'oil. He has to be meimis himself in the oil shel Torah. Dover acher haskei sushma Yisrael. First listen, and then analyze, and then grind it down. First you should learn Torah, and then go deeply into it. First learn, and learn what's being said. Learn the breadth of the Torah, and then go into the depth and analyze it.